season 2 of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
Welcome to today's Project Distinct. This is Scott McCain. So glad that you've tuned in again today and listening to Project Distinct. And by the way, one of the things we want to talk about today is, so what do you do? No, I'm serious. How do you answer that question? How do you say what you do when you've been asked, what do you do? Or what makes you different? Or why should I choose you instead of other great alternatives in the marketplace? Going to use an example from one specific industry, but I think the example cuts across all industries when we think of the response, that you don't have time to be anything other than clear because of the challenges and the pressures that we all face in business today. Project Distinct brought to you today by our friends at audible.com. People have been asking, Scott, do you have an audio book? We enjoy the daily podcast, but is there a longer form book you can listen to? And yeah, you can get my books, Iconic and The 7 Tenets of Taxi Terry, but there's a special going on with my book, All Business is Still Show Business, particularly if you are not yet subscribed to Audible. If you go and just try it out, you can cancel the subscription if you want. Just go try out Audible. You can get the book absolutely free just for checking out Audible and the library that they have available. Go to showbizbook.com. Showbiz, B-I-Z as in zebra, showbizbook.com/Scott. Learn more about Audible. Get All Business is Still Show Business for free. If you haven't already signed up for Audible, if you have, there's a special going on there. Download the audiobook. Would love to have you listen to it. And you can learn more about why all business is show business. Well, a while back, I was doing a series of consulting assignments with multi-million dollar financial service producers who were affiliated with one of the largest financial services brokerages in the country. Now, from my previous experience of working in that industry, I've already learned that the highest performing financial advisors have developed highly specialized practices where they have extraordinary clarity regarding their points of distinction in the marketplace. That's similar to many other industries. The highly specialized cardiac surgeon typically has a higher performing practice than the general practitioner. In other words, we tend to pay more for specialization and focus than we do for general advice. True in many, many industries. Maybe yours as well, right? Well, I conducted 8 meetings in one day. And one of the things that this group wanted me to do, this brokerage firm wanted me to do, is to talk to their A-plus producers and find out what made them the highest performing producers in the organization. And then talk to the A-minus producers, those that were doing really great, but weren't at the top of the list. What we're trying to ascertain is, what was the difference between A-plus performance and those that were really, really, really good, but not just amazing in what they did? So I had 8 meetings with these kind of A-minus, some of them a couple B-plus producers, doing very well, but not at the ultimate level of their profession. And in each of these 8 separate meetings I conducted, I asked the question, what differentiates your practice from those of other financial advisors? What do you do to stand out in your marketplace? 6 times out of the 8, I received this response. Oh, we provide great client service. Twice, the answer was, I don't know. Now, consider that last one for a moment. These are successful professionals, yet somehow they missed the point that if they want to achieve the highest level of distinction, become iconic, achieve the highest level of success and profitability, one of the most important steps they can take is to make their practice distinctive from the scores of others in the same business. So if that's the case, do you really think that great client service is a differentiator? I mean, does that mean everybody else that they compete against is saying they provide a pretty awful client service, to be honest about it, to their investors? I doubt it. I then asked them to describe a profile of what their best client or most likely prospect looked like. Well, some of them said surgeons. As you might imagine, that would be a high net worth individual that would invest with these people. Others said corporate executives or other positions of affluence. So when I asked those advisors, for example, who stated that surgeons were their targets and the specialty of their practice, would they also accept a client who was a corporate CEO? They all responded, we're that too. Well, here's the problem. You can't appear to be that too. You can't appear to want to sell to everybody and become distinctive in your field. See, the A-plus financial advisors all had something in common. They were highly specialized. They only worked with surgeons, or at least one member of their team focused only on that particular profession. I met one financial advisor who is an A-plus producer that we were talking about, and she only works with people involved in the sport of polo. I met another that only works with PGA golfers. So if you had $1 million to invest, but you weren't a PGA golfer or you weren't involved in the sport of polo, they would refer you elsewhere. Their view is they can't provide the kind of clarity and intense distinction required for ultimate success if the focus is diluted. Why should you focus to such a significant degree on being very clear about who you are? And it's both as an organization, if you're an entrepreneur or an individual professional, sales professional, for example, or if you're managing a department. Look, one reason to do so is to create the distinction that every organization and professional desires. But here's another. You don't have enough time. You don't have enough energy to create highly distinctive customer experiences for a widely varied assembly of wildly diverse customers. What we have to do is to get clear. It's the first cornerstone of the four cornerstones of distinction, being very clear about who we are. So when someone says, "What do you do?" If you say, "I'm a financial advisor who provides great customer service," that's not nearly as powerful as, "I am a wealth manager who focuses only on people and professionals involved in the sport of polo." Now, you shrink your marketplace, but you grow your business. See, clarity is challenging for all of us because it means we're not only precise about what we are, we're just as exact about what we are not. So here's what I'd like for you to do. Describe a profile of what your best client looks like or what your most likely prospect looks like. I'd like for you to write it down. Be very specific. And then after that's done, try to narrow it with an even tighter focus. And then keep that profile in mind as you continue to create distinction and define your organization or define yourself and what you do from the scores of others with whom you compete in the same business. Well, that does it for us for today on Project Distinct. I'll be back tomorrow with another idea about how to grow your business. By the way, I mentioned it earlier this week, but I want to remind you again, thank you so much for those of you that have left a comment, because comments, when they're posted on iTunes or whatever your favorite platform is for podcasts, really, really helps us grow in terms of our audience. I can't thank you enough for that. I truly appreciate it. If you haven't done it yet, it would be a great favor if you just take a moment and leave a comment. That's all for us for today on Project Distinct. I'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow with more right here.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.
This- This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.